and welcome back to my channel. If you're watching on YouTube, welcome back, or if you're listening on the Unleashed podcast, I'm so happy to be back in your ears. I was supposed to have a podcast interview booked for this morning, and my whole life there's a lot of things going on right now. Currently going through a breakup, having to move house in 2 days. Nothing is packed yet, and usually I work from home during the week for myself doing my nutrition business. But I picked up a couple of extra casual promo jobs. I've actually been like out working during the days lately as well. But I thought I'd book in a last minute interview because I've been trying to do 2 a month. And then there was a mic up with the time zone. So I did my hair and makeup all pretty. And then I came into my office and yeah, we decided to reschedule. And then I was like, oh, well, I better do another YouTube or podcast now since it's my last weekend in my office with the pretty setup and the nice lights and the nice background and this whole thing going on. So I'm like, oh my God, I've got to do one now to make the most of it. And I had a call with my confidence coach the other day, and she's like, with what you're going through, you don't need to be putting on a front and keep continuing to show up like normal. It's actually healthy to just take a step back. And I've been listening to lots of podcasts recently talking about just stopping the noise as well, because we consume so much. We're consuming social media all the time. I'm always listening to podcasts or music when I'm cleaning and stuff. So I sat down this morning, still had to work today, really needed my energy. And I was like, why? Why do I need to film? For what? So I went and sat next to my dog on the couch and then just sat in silence, ate my little avocado bagel for breakfast, and just took in the moment of like my last weekend being in my home. Yeah, there's like a lot going through my mind right now, but I want to share more about it when I come out of it on the other side. I'm obviously heartbroken. I'm nervous about starting again. I've done some calculations and I reckon it's probably the 40th house I've moved into since I left home when I was 16, and I'm 27 now. And I also realized I've been kicked out. Well, this isn't necessarily kicking out, but like I have to move out. I've been kicked out like 6 times, like when I left home with my ex and his family, like 4 times, and this other girl in Rockhampton, kicked out at 9 p.m. at night, now kicked out of my dream house again. And like my whole energy has been put into like finding houses, and I've got the dog, and like I am an entrepreneur, so my income, like I don't have pay slips. I'm over here in Australia by myself, like all my family's in another country. And yeah, there's so much more I want to share, but part of me was like, oh no, I'm back to square one again. And then I realized it's not square one, because I've never had this much of a support circle, and I've had people reaching out from everywhere, people that barely know me, my friends. Like, just, I've never actually had people I can lean on like this from so many different areas. And that just made me feel so supported and wholesome and loved, and just know that, like, even if your family isn't here or like you're somewhere else on your own, there's like people in the world that still care about you. You just have to make those connections. So I'm feeling very grateful at the moment. Obviously, it's scary having to start the new life. I was like, well, I don't even know who I am anymore, because since I met him, my life has changed drastically. My personality, my interests, I don't even know who I am. So half the time I cry because of that. I don't know what it's going to look like, the uncertainty. And then I kind of clicked today, well, isn't that also an incredible opportunity, because I can get to know myself again, the new version of me. And all my energy can go into the things that I want to put them on. All my thoughts will be my own. I don't have to stress about like what I'm focusing on each day. Sorry, I'll get into the video in a second. I always do this. I was just giving a bit of a life update. But I want to see if we can be a bit of a testament to see that you can end things on good terms. We had a really deep weekend of connection and chats, and we're kind of going through. I realized all the things that I've done wrong throughout the year, and also have related that back to a past relationship, the pattern that I have as a person. I've been doing so much personal development work. I was thinking like not many people probably even have the capacity to think about areas that they can improve on, because it's so easy to just be like, oh yeah, well they did all this stuff. Well, if you can sit back and write a list of like, these are some more areas for growth that I need to go and work on, it takes a lot of courage. And I don't think many people in the world even have that level of self-awareness or acceptance that they can constantly evolve. And then, yeah, we're going through ways that we have benefited each other, like things that we've taught each other and how we've changed each other's lives in a positive way. So, yeah, I want to do some more deeper chats on that after I come out of it on the other side, like in the last couple months of the year. That would be awesome. But for today, I thought I finished work now and cooked myself a nice hearty dinner, and I do actually want to record one more video in my beautiful studio because I'm definitely going to miss it and I'm going to have to learn how to set it up in my new space. And yeah, I'm very nervous for what's to come, but the universe is working in your favor. So today's topic, the reality of comp prep, because WBFF is just around the corner. Hopefully this video will be live by the time the show is on next Saturday. It's just like one of my favorite things to look up to in my life. I've been told, oh, well, you could have done better in your prep and placed. But when I talk to people about it, like I came out of a 4-year narcissistic abusive relationship, confidence into the ground. The goal was just to sign up again and just get back in the game. So even though I kind of stuffed up on peak week with the carb cycling and things like that, or didn't stick to things 100%, I've never restricted food before. I only do intuitive eating. So it's all just a learning experience. Like, what can I take from that prep that I learned? Why did I muck up in those areas? Gaining the self-worth to stand on stage. And it's not just like flaunting around in a bikini thinking that you're the best or all this superficial stuff. You have to fully back yourself. You have to fully believe in yourself when you do the walk. Like, you are strutting. You've got to like believe in yourself. And when I walked out there this time, I put so much pressure on myself. I hadn't slept the night before. I'll go into more of this as well. And I was shaking and like had caffeine and no sleep and the nerves and anxiety and all the lights are shining on you and trying to tense my quads. So I was shaking in my heels. I was trying to do like these poses where you like flip and like land on your back heel and like look at the judges. And I almost fell over. I couldn't even balance in my shoes. So yeah, I've been told like, oh, well, if you just tried harder, you could have placed. But whatever you do at the time is enough because it's all happening for a reason. What are you taking from that? Why did you slip up in those areas? Is there deeper meaning to all of that? Is it self-sabotage? Like, do you need more structure in your day? Like, better ways of keeping track of things and ticking them off? I don't know. Like, it's all just a learning experience. And when I placed fourth, it's just I was happy with that because I was like, I did not do like as well as I planned, but it just lights that bit of fire under you. Like, one worse placing than the year before, one off getting top three. So next time to just make those changes. And if I was to say when the WBFF pro status, when I last competed, I was not a pro mentally. It's been like the biggest year of personal growth. I'm also very introvert as well. And when they have the registration nights, like you can go and take photos with all the pros and things like that. I'm so introvert that when I go up to people, I'm like, hi, I'm Cassie. And I'm just so scared still. So like, what can I do to embody being a leader and being a pro? It's like the whole journey to get there. It's not just one show and then if you don't get the place and you're like, oh my god, I don't like this anymore kind of thing. It's like a journey, and that's kind of why I like having that long-term goal, because you're constantly evolving and there's always something to work towards. And it's not just how you look in a bikini, it's becoming that leader that people feel inspired by you, and you make a positive difference in people's lives, and there's just so much more to it than meets the eye. So with the show coming up, I haven't got my ticket yet. I need to get it very soon, but I'm so excited to go and watch it from the audience because there's so many girls I've had my eyes on, and I just want to know how it all pans out, and I want to see from the audience perspective, like, what makes the winner? Like, when they, like, when the first 3 seconds, you know, it's not like this walk, like, oh yeah, they look pretty nice. They take that first step. Like, I literally got goosebumps. They take that first step and they're like, I'm here. Oh my god, I'm like covered in goosebumps. So there's a few girls I've had my eyes on, and I just want to see how the show pans out and just see it from the audience perspective, how they just fully embody themselves in their posing routine and everything and all the hard work and dedication that it's taken to lead up to that point, because it's not for the faint of heart. Before I get into the points of the video, if you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe so you can stay up to date with future videos. And if you're listening on the podcast, don't forget to follow the show so you can get updates about my weekly episodes. You can also follow me on socials, on Instagram or TikTok at Cassie Amber Wellness as well, where I post more daily content. So, the reality of comp prep. Point one is difficulty balancing life's responsibilities across my business, relationships, household, staying on top of meals, walking the dog for my cardio, and continuing to push myself in the gym. I had the luxury of working for myself, like I just do casual work on the side, like promo jobs and things like that, but when you're on low calories, you really don't have that much energy to burn. So I would try to go, I don't want to sit on a bike in the gym and do my cardio. I'd rather like drive my dog to a hike and do a hike outside in nature kind of thing. But it's like the driving there and then the gym sessions and like trying to keep up with your business and like keep the house clean and be a partner and be a friend. Like it's, yeah, when you have less energy to burn, it's hard to juggle everything. I was sleeping a lot in the afternoons due to low energy and immunity, feeling unable to nourish myself optimally due to being in a calorie deficit. So the sleeping also decreased my daily energy expenditure, which made the cut less effective and caused more stress for feeling behind with my productivity. So that was a bit of a mouthful, but yeah, I was often sleeping from, I don't know, yeah, maybe an hour in the afternoons or something, or sometimes maybe even 2 hours, not fully asleep, but just too exhausted to do anything when you're like completely brain dead and you can't even get up. So then I'd feel stressed about not being productive enough, and then yeah, it's like you're not getting enough steps in or cardio. There's this thing called like your basal energy expenditure. I can't remember what the actual word is, but it's like the energy you burn when you're just living life, like when you're walking around and cleaning and you're out doing things, you're burning calories. But if you're just sitting or laying sedentary, you're not burning calories just from day-to-day activities. So when you lead up to the show, like people find that they start fidgeting less and they talk slower and things like that. So you're naturally just burning less. So I found it hard to keep up with that. You have the show as your sole focus for literally a year or more, including the build and shred leading up to the show. And then a whirlwind of emotions once the big day is done. So I just set new goals around training and things to focus on in my business and life to stay motivated instead of feeling lost. So you're working towards this one thing. It's like, it takes up your whole brain. Like, well, your meals have to be planned out and hit your calorie and protein and macro targets and hit in all your gym sessions and your steps and your posing practice and getting your bikini designed and choosing your gown and just, it takes up your whole life. And then when the day is done, you're like, oh, what do I do now? So it's really important to set new goals around other things you want to achieve back in your life, like getting back up to a healthy balance, having more nourishment and body fat so you can actually like be a normal person and build up your immunity again and make more time for seeing friends and all those things that may have had to suffer before. I found myself constantly comparing myself to others online and how lean they are. They say to like switch off from Instagram, like especially in the weeks leading up to the show, but it's really hard to not focus on those people. Like you can mute their accounts, I guess, but also if you're like using business Instagram for business because you create content and things like that as well, like you're always on social media. But it's hard just to not fall into the comparison trap because you want to look to them for inspiration or like see who you might be competing against. And then you see them and you're like, they are shredded. And I also didn't know how popular PEDs are. There's been a lot of talk about that lately. And there's two sides. Some people say, oh, people think it's more common than it is just for like basic transformations or like not every bikini girl is on PEDs like everyone thinks, but it is actually more common than I realized, and I didn't know all the things that girls did to get that lean, like taking estrogen blockers so that you lose the fat off all your thighs and hamstrings, because as a woman, we store fat there so that we can have a baby. So they take an estrogen blocker to strip it off. And I've never looked into all the research, but I don't know how long that takes to recover from or if there's any serious or long-term effects from that or how long your body takes to balance back out or Yeah, I did not know all that stuff existed, and just taking even basic stuff to hold your muscle density while you're in a fat loss phase, because when you're cutting back the food, I noticed I got quite thin on my arms as well, because if you're not eating enough and then eating enough protein, your body will start to eat away at the muscle as well. So I didn't realize how common they were. And I was thinking, I just remembered at my last gym, some of the PTs thought that I was on stuff, and I was not even looking how I am now. But they actually sat me down one day like, "Cassie, are you sure you're not taking anything?" And I didn't know anything about it. And I was like, creatine? And I started cracking up laughing. So when looking at other people, just remember that there could be more than meets the eye. Like, there might be on things. I really appreciate honesty in the industry with people I look up to. If they can say, "Yeah, I do take stuff," I think that takes a lot of courage to do, because they get a lot of hate for it. And then people think oh, they wouldn't get that body unless they were on steroids. But then they say you've got to still do the training and dieting. And if you actually followed them around in day-to-day life, you'd see they're not just sitting around taking steroids and it does it for them. So yeah, there's lots of conversations around that. But I think honesty, I really respect. But when you're comparing yourself to other people, you don't know what kind of stuff they're on. Even some of the bikini models do take it, even though you don't need a lot of muscle definition, but just to help give them that boost because they might not have been training for long enough, or many different reasons. So that's that topic. Another one was viewing food based on calories instead of nutritional value, which is so not me. So even one simple thing I can remember is maple syrup. I use rice malt syrup in my cooking if I'm making homemade baking and stuff. So I was like, "Oh, well, I better buy the sugar-free one for the first time in my life." It tastes like crap. It just hurts your stomach from all the sweetener. But everyone in that world looks at food like that all the time, and they just have sugar-free everything because it's got no calories. But I'm not against sweetener. It's in the protein powder that I have, and I have some of those amino drinks at the gym that are sweetened with that kind of stuff, but not in every single thing. You still got to have some things with sugar and some things that aren't the diet version or no sugar version. So just when you're trying to track food, when it all comes down to the calories, it's no longer about health. And I have this thing about smoothies. I've seen this person say people think a smoothie is healthy, but they're adding banana and protein powder and chia seeds and such and such and all these things to their smoothie, but it could just be milk and banana or something. But the other ingredients still have nutrients. So even though it might be triple the amount of calories, it might keep you feeling full for half the day and help with your hormones and help with your brain functioning and all these other things that give you energy, so you're going to work out better and function better, and it still has a better result overall. That's why I find nutrition so fascinating, because it can be backwards to what people think, or more than meets the eye. So I don't like the fact of it when you're in a strict dieting phase. It's literally coming down to calories, which isn't necessarily about health at all. And the last point about the reality is you feel cold all the time as your body fat drops. So I noticed even having acrylic nails, I'd scratch my leg because I thought I had an itchy bite, and I'd be covered in bruises. I think that was low iron as well. But you just feel cold all the time and you don't feel like doing much. And yeah, even walking into the supermarket, I'll need to put on big jumpers and stuff because you're cold just in normal environments. So let's chat about some of the positives. Number one is connections with like-minded people. I've met so many people through the industry, and even the people in my changing rooms, both comps have been so lovely, and we still chat to each other online. And yeah, it is really a great way to meet new people. Challenging myself to stand up on stage with my idols and do the scariest thing possible by putting myself out there. The first thing that attracted me to it years ago, I found Hedy Boydell's account. I've talked about this on my YouTube before, but I just found her thing and saw the big costumes, and I was like, wow. Imagine what it would be like to do that one day. I have this problem, I always put people on a pedestal. That's one of the things I need to work on. But I always view people higher than me, wow, look at them. If I see one of my idols in the supermarket, I swear I would faint. But my friend always says they're just normal people as well. They just want to be talked to and treated like normal people. They're just the same as you. It's like the future you. So to put myself on stage with the people that I hold in such a high regard, is a positive thing for my self-worth because I'm just like getting up there to do it. Another positive was I managed to increase my protein by around 30 grams a day despite a 400 to 600 calorie deficit by being more intentional with meals and making swaps. So it was just a big learning experience for me. I was just having like protein mousse for dessert all the time and just being intentional. So like if I'm having soup, instead of just having pumpkin soup with bread, cook up some mock chicken and put it on top of the soup, because otherwise you're just having white carbs and veggies, and that's what a lot of vegans get wrong. They're taking out the protein and you actually have to be really intentional to keep it in there to actually meet your daily requirements. So I did learn quite a lot by making those swaps despite being in a calorie deficit. Another positive was prioritizing me and valuing myself with a gorgeous bikini designed just for me, theme wear, knowing I'm deserving of success and feeling beautiful on stage. So that's probably the best feeling that comes out of it. That's just why I like WBFF, because it's so glam. I got my bikini custom design made all from Swarovski crystals. And when you pick it up, it's literally heavy. And such cool news, I came across this girl online. Her name is also Cassie, well, short for Cassandra. And she is also a plant-based competitor. We've got like similar amount of followers, same kind of business and business model. I think we kind of look the same because she's got darker, like olive skin as well, natural brown hair. Like we look like long lost sisters. So she's actually buying my bikini off me and it's already got the name Cassie on it. So when does that ever happen? Like if you buy something secondhand, it's already got her name on it because we've got the same name and I never meet any other plant-based bodybuilders. So I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so exciting. But just making myself feel worth it and investing in the theme wear, that was my dream, to just compete in fitness. I didn't even care that I wasn't that lean. Like I wasn't even lean enough to be in the category, but I was like, I don't care. I just want to step on stage in my theme wear. So tick that off the bucket list. And the other positive is having a long-term goal to stay motivated at the gym and look at what areas of my physique I want to bring up. I really am enjoying that for this stage of life. I'm going to sign up with my next comp prep coach soon, probably in the new year, to be honest. But when you look at the mirror, don't look at things and tear yourself apart. Don't think like, oh my God, I hate this about myself, or this isn't good enough, blah, blah, blah. Just switch the wording so you're like, oh, this area really needs to be brought up. So for me, it's my glutes. I really need to focus on glute activation and how I'm actually executing the exercises and actually making it to leg days and not just being like, oh, I'll just do chest and shoulders because it's my favorite and it's easier. Doing the leg day because it's harder and I didn't really know how to do hip thrust before. So trying to get better at my hip thrust and adding more progressive overload. So switching the thinking to view it as something you can always be working towards instead of tearing yourself down. And the final little segment, things that I would change for my next show. At this stage, we'll see what happens with WBFF because all the drama came out on my birthday and I was sitting in the lounge by myself, home alone, looking on Instagram like, oh my God, is my dream gonna be shut down? Because it was my dream to go compete in Vegas. I just decided last Christmas. So that might be obviously off the cards now. We don't know what's gonna happen with the brand and things like that. I don't know if they'll rebrand or be able to separate as Australia or come up with their own show with the same organizers or same concept, but we'll see what happens. At this stage, I am planning to compete next October. I haven't really done my build this year because I wasn't properly on top of food, like wasn't really hitting protein targets or eating enough. I've actually gotten leaner and leaner as the year has gone on, like leaner than show day, and all my inflammation is lowered and like I'm looking better now than when I competed. But I was listening to this podcast from this girl, Shawnee Sheen, I think you say it, and she was saying, you're not off track. Whatever you're going through is still on track because it's meant to happen. And that is so true. Like, no, I didn't do my build this year, but I've done like 5 years of personal development in 1 year. It's been my deepest year of mental growth and developing self-awareness and all the inner work that I've done. And I've gained so much from that. Like my brain is 5 times another person. Like every few months, I'm a new person again. So I've really gained a lot in that area. So instead of competing in April, where I'd have to be cutting, like honestly very soon, and I'd still probably look the same, I'll go into a proper build early next year and then aim for the October show. So I need to have more guidance around carb cycling for peak week because that's where I stuffed up. I was trying to cut carbs and then I couldn't sleep because carbs help you sleep. Then I'd be up at midnight eating bread on peak week. And it was just kind of a disaster. And like I've never binged before because I've only ever done intuitive eating and have never had the restriction of like, oh no, you can't have this food. So the first time, like whenever I restrict, like, oh, well this week the calories are lower, I'd like eat more, like eat a whole bag of chocolate M&Ms in the car park at the supermarket. And I've never done that before. So just having more guidance around like working with the rules and stuff like that so that you can avoid those sabotaging behaviors. And yeah, just figuring out what to do with like, I didn't do like a water load. I don't know anything about that stuff. So just more guidance around the specifics of peak week so I can actually show up to show day on my best. I was also day 3 of my period, so that didn't help either. Actually sleep the night before. I was literally up till midnight perfecting my posing routine for my theme wear because I didn't know what to do. And then I was so tired I couldn't even think like, oh, what do I need to pack? Because we can't wear jandals to the tan because it doesn't look professional, but I don't own sandals, but then I can't wear socks and shoes because it's going to take off the tan, and just like things like that. And like, you're not meant to wear a baggy t-shirt because you need to look the part, but then I don't want to wear a dress at like 4 a.m. in the morning. Like, I was just sitting there so brain dead, deprived of food, exhausted, and couldn't even make decisions to pack the bag of like what I needed. Everything was left a lot to last minute, and then I was in bed and I sleep through my alarm every day, and I was thinking like, what if I sleep through my alarm and miss the show? Because I had to leave at about 3:30 a.m. to go into the city to get my tan, hair, makeup and everything, and the show starts in the morning. So if you miss your tan and makeup, like you miss out. And I was thinking, imagine all that money this whole time being in a cut. Imagine if you just sleep through your alarm and like can't go. So I just couldn't sleep. I'll just be in bed like, okay, you gotta be up in 2.5 hours. And I didn't even get 1 minute. So that's half the reason I was so shaky and jittery and just overly anxious and exhausted at the midday break and just trying to hold it together. Probably overly emotional. So actually sleep the night before somehow. Another thing I'll change for my next show is I don't have a lot of front on shape with my hips. I'm very up and down with my torso, like my shape is to the side. So I'd probably change my bikini design a little bit just to accentuate my body a little bit more to make it look curvier in the right areas. So just working on making the design work for my individual body. Another point is stress less and stop putting pressure on myself to place. This absolutely made me freeze on stage. I was so terrified and could barely balance on my heels while trying to pose. Just own who I am and strut my stuff because cortisol causes inflammation and water retention as well as food cravings. So that was true. Because I placed 3rd in my first ever show with a 6-week prep after COVID, not training for like a year and not eating for like 2 months properly because of my breakup, like I was like, oh, I'm just gonna sign up for the show in 6 weeks. Had 2 online posing lessons, like virtual, and then just rocked up and got 3rd. So of course this time I'm like, well, I've got to place better than that. But the pressure I put on myself, like I've got to make at least top 3, it's just worse than just letting go of the outcome. So yeah, don't hold on to a specific placing. It's the journey of getting to the stage and who you've got to become in the process and everything you learn along the way and just bettering yourself as a person. Like the placing is the cherry on top, but not the goal. And the last point of things I would improve is find more low calorie / high protein hacks and have better self-control and mental stamina. The food will always be there afterwards. So this has just been a learning curve. As I said, I've only ever eaten intuitively. I've never been given macros, like to eat this many grams of carbs and stuff. I'm like a nutritionist, but because I've taken a different approach, I studied the blue zones and how plant-based eating helps reverse disease. And I like look into bloating and longevity and like plant-based for weight loss and things like that. But I've never just been given some numbers and had to make a meal out of that to match the numbers, like this many grams of fat. And it just goes against my whole philosophy, because as women, we just need different amounts of food throughout different stages of our cycle. Like, our bodies change. We can't just say you need to eat this many calories every day. And also the amount of fats. Like, when I lead up to my time of month, I crave lots of fatty food. I put whole handfuls of pumpkin seeds into the pan. And like, I'm just so in tune with myself. So I'm going to have to try find the balance next time. Like, you can't fully cut intuitively, because of course your body tells you to eat, but I need to be a bit more controlled than I was last time. So it's about, yeah, finding the middle ground where you're not completely damaging your health, but you're still getting to the goal physically. Also, before you go, I've decided to hold one more round of Beat the Bloat, which is my 7-day course to teach you all the reasons that you could be suffering from bloating and digestive issues. So that is actually the reason I quit my corporate hotel job after studying a 3.5-year degree. I was working in a corporate office, we couldn't even wear like scrunchies. We had to wear stockings every day, a blazer, like very professional. I quit that to study nutrition because I cured my own digestive issues and bloating through food. I know what it's like to go out and socialize, and then you're having a couple of drinks, there's bread on the table, and you're like, don't eat the bread, because you know what it's going to do. And I would eat all the bread, like, so that no one else could have any. And I remember walking back to the train station wearing my little office skirt, and I had to unzip it and like cover the back with my jacket because my stomach was so pregnant. And just the pain sitting on the couch at night after a meal, like, I would only go to the bathroom every few days, and it's meant to be 1 to 3 times a day, whereas for me it was like twice a week or 3 times a week. So imagine the backup of toxins and everything in your body, and just feeling so weighed down all the time. So I'd go to hospital and they're like, oh yeah, it's your bowel. Do they ever ask me if I'm sensitive to gluten or dairy, or suggest low FODMAP diet, or refer me onto a nutritionist or dietitian, or do anything about it, or even suggest like a stomach massage, or like a peppermint or licorice tea or ginger, or like, there's so many things. So I've compiled everything that I've learned into a really easy to digest 7-day course, and I've decided to run it one more time before the year ends as we're going into the holiday season. So a lot of you will be surrounded in all these treat foods at gatherings and things like that, and may not know how to navigate it or what to do if you do eat something and it does end up disrupting you and causing a lot of pain. So I've got all my natural remedies in there, all the things that you can try, how to pinpoint what's actually going wrong, or how to know if you need further testing for deeper conditions that actually affect you long term. So I'll teach you about how to navigate all of that. Head to the link in the description below for details. So I'm going to do quite a quick launch with this one and just get it over and done with. So I'm launching on Monday, the 20th of November. You've got to be all signed up before that date, and it just goes for 1 week. So if you're interested in that, head to the link below. I know a lot of bikini girls also suffer a lot from gut issues and digestive problems, because leading up to the show, you're really limiting the amount of food and the diversity of food. So when you eat more colors and different types of food, you're getting more gut bacteria that builds up to be able to break it down, obviously, and more nutrients from all these different places. So when you're cutting out all these different foods and just eating the same meals on repeat, you're limiting your gut bacteria, and that really affects your mood and immunity as well. And then when you start to introduce other foods again, like, your body doesn't know how to digest it anymore because the bacteria has gone away. So a lot of bikini girls do suffer from gut issues as well. So this is going to be really, really helpful and teach you everything you need to know. Link in the description. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe and head over to my socials, Cassie Amber Wellness, for more daily content in the wellness space. Thank you, and see you next time.